Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome back to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner She Serves, She Matters, She Voices, Coalition Sister Soldier, She Vet Inspire. This is January, is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, and today is Saturday, January 9th, 2021. Good to be in a new year. Our host is the Governor of Talk Radio, Cliff Kelly, and I am his co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. Saturday's topic today is going to be a discussion of small business tax strategies and EIDL. And we have two people who are on the line who are really inspiring people in their own rights and some of the things that they do. Sister Soldier, she is a regular that comes on and is a powerful voice out there for our veterans. She's a retired U.S. Army veteran and known as Sister Soldier, President CEO, She Vet Inspire. And we have as a guest Robert McFadden. He is the CEO of McFadden Accounting. And he founded this in 2006 in Hampton Roads, Virginia. McFadden Accounting directly focuses on solopreneurs and micro businesses underserved by larger firms. It's known for its unique ability to provide all hands-on-deck services, resources, and tax strategies to every client looking to build wealth and limit their business liabilities. It is a great honor to have you on. And Sister Soldier, why don't you lead us off with a comment?
Well, hello there, sir. It's a pleasure to be on here today. I'm so excited about our discussion because, you know, at a time like this that our economic status is not as great as it has, but at the same time, it's great opportunities out there. And so I wanted to bring Robert on because he is a tax strategist, and he focuses on helping micro businesses and small businesses to solopreneurs to gain wealth. And so I want to take a different look and aspect on the funds that we are getting in and how we can strategize and make sure that we're prepared for our future. So without further ado, I don't want to go into too much. I want him to have the floor. And Robert, take it away.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Oh, great.
Thank you so much for having me.
Good. Yeah, why don't you give us a little bit of an overview of your business and what you're, you know, doing right now? Because as Sister Soldier was saying, you know, we have so many people that have lost their jobs or, you know, that because of the businesses have been hit so hard by not having people come in. So give us a little bit about what's going on.
So basically, you know, everyone is trying to recover from this pandemic. Mm-hmm. And a lot of small micro businesses were hit very hard. Right now, the government is, you know, running several different programs, the EIDL and the PPP, in order to help those small micro businesses along. But what we found out was it was actually harder for the big banks and major places to get to the small solopreneurs. And that's where I'm trying to come in and help as many as I can get through the process.
Okay, you know, now that we're entering a new tax season, can you share the top three things that may have changed the way we filed our 2020 taxes? You know, how should we have been approaching that?
So we need to approach it to understand that most filings today are going to be virtual due to COVID-19. The other thing is that you're going to be electronically signing, as usually you would not. But the IRS is allowing a few more things to go on due to the COVID-19. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, what's going to be very interesting is homeowners who were normally W-2 filers are going to finally be able to use the job expenses area in their itemized deductions. Because most people are working from home, they never had the ability to use that before. Now it's going to come into play because you're using your own home electricity, your insurance, your water, gas, electric, everything. So now it's like you have a home office, but you still have a W-2 employer. And if you're a homeowner, you're going to get to use that now.
Oh, boy, I didn't know that. That's something to know. Because I've been sitting in my chair at home and looking at the mask go by my window. And that's without having to go back downtown. But that's a good thing to know. But what about information that you can provide about the PPP loan, old and new, and its forgiveness? Is there anything about that?
Yes. Well, the first time borrowers, our businesses are less than 500 or fewer employees, sole proprietors, independent contractors, not-for-profits, and churches. And a special is being made for those businesses that focus on accommodation and food service operation. But the caveat is they have to have an NICS code starting with the number 72 in order for them to be able to qualify, which is great. The second round for some that already have received the PPP, that funding is available to businesses to get the second PPP loan, just like the first, but you must have less than 300 employees on payroll, already have used your previous loan in full, and basically you have to be able to show that you had a decline of 25% of your gross revenue in any quarter, compared with the same quarter in 2019.
That's amazing. So any one of the quarters, so it doesn't have to be universal throughout the year.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Right. So they've made some very good moves here in order to include more small business.
Yeah, because I'm already starting to Google map Hampton Roads, Virginia. It sounds like I need to get on the road and get down to McFadden County and make sure.
Absolutely. Well, the good thing is that I'm completely virtual.
Oh, completely
so
virtual.
So as long as you go to my site, which is McFaddenAccounting.com.
Okay.
Or you can find me at McFadden Accounting on social media.
Okay, great. Is there a phone number that you have?
Absolutely. 804-625-8061.
Okay, fantastic.
And I can be reached at any time.
It's good to know that people have that reach out there for you. They can get get things done online and move forward. But what about the economic injury disaster loan? And they refer to it as an EIDL. And who qualifies for that?
Other than some forms of entertainment businesses, mm-hmm. most businesses are eligible. But the caveat is you must have been in business prior to March 20th of 2020. And with that loan, it's basically designed to help you meet financial obligations and operating expenses that could have been met had the disaster not occurred. So, you're able to get up to a loan of $2 million. It's deferred. The payments are deferred for 1 year while interest still accrues. But the advanced portion of the EIDL is forgivable, and that's up to $10,000.
Wow, $10,000. That's no small chunk of change.
You're right. And here was the caveat on that. Now, if you're from an underserved community, they're putting your application for that advance in the front because most businesses in the underserved communities, minority communities, did not make out on this loan.
Oh, fantastic. That's invaluable information for our small business, especially in the economically deprived communities of color and that kind of thing, too.
Absolutely.
And, one thing is, what's the difference between the two stimulus checks? Because I keep hearing all this government-issued checks. And will recipients be required to pay the money back? And what's the whole upshot on that?
Well, the stimulus payments are pretty much the same, but contrary to the popular opinion, they're not free checks.
Oh.
Yeah, they're advances of credits that you would have received in preparation of your tax return. And that's where I think most people are not going to be understanding of how it works. But the stimulus checks, go ahead. But the stimulus checks, the first one was for $1,200. This current one is for $6,000. And we're just all hoping that Congress will do something after the Biden administration gets in to boost another one because people need help.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, $600 doesn't really get you half a month's rent in most situations, right?
Not sometimes not a quarter.
Yeah, not even a quarter. That's right. And we have families out there that are depending on this. So we've already seen the lines of people, you know, going to food depositories. And, you know, it's just amazing, you know, what's going on with our shelter situation. You know, I was talking to earlier about the VA situation with veterans and homelessness and, you know, how it's really challenging now, even for the people who were homeless previously, because you have such an additional number of people who are in the same situation now. And it's putting a lot of strains on these food banks. And, you know, I donate myself because I just feel there's a need for people to have that security out there. But, you know, people who actually are, you know, doing the taxes, I think this is probably not something that happens just to someone like me. But, you know, we wait till the moment and we start seeing the filing date come up and then we start going through a mad dash to try to pull pieces of paper together. And what kind of advice would you give people about preparing themselves to have a really good tax year? You know, how should they keep their records? Should they be focusing on it from, let's say, January? Because we're just starting the new year for 2021.
Yes, everyone should be focused on keeping their records concise and making sure you have a safe, secure place to store your records, even if it's on where you scan it and put it on your hard drive or your cloud drive. Mm-hmm. And most people should be ready to work with cloud applications, because most tax offices have used cloud storage in order to safely keep those records and also to do business with their clients. So cloud storage and cloud apps are really going to be a big part of this tax season. And I think most people who are not ready for the digital world should, you know, now prepare themselves to get ready for that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So any don'ts you would recommend people don't do?
Yes, absolutely. Don't send your personal documents through email. And the biggest don't is if anyone is filing your taxes and at the end of the document you see self-prepared, they're not taking responsibility for what they're actually helping you prepare. So you want to be careful on how you pick your tax professional. And you want to make sure all your records are secure.
Oh boy, that's a good, that's a really good. Those are two really big points to even think about looking at. And you know, I know Sister Soldier, you had you know, you were talking about something before when we had this talk about, you know, the question about reinventing yourself or.
What? Yeah. So in this time where the economic area is the time period that we're in, if I would suggest that anyone that find themselves starting to get worried or concerned about their future and financial future and wondering how they're going to transition from a current employed job, that they begin to start looking and considering reinventing themselves and find a career that is going to be lasting in this virtual environment, taking their current skills somehow and being able to transition that and transfer it into something that is viable and applicable to what's happening now. Mm-hmm. So as we know, many restaurants and and companies are not operating the same way, and some of them are not coming back. I've been saying that from the beginning. So it's time to really reevaluate the experience that we currently have and see how we can transform that into something that is going to be virtual, meaning just really looking at our soft skills and how we can assist those small businesses that are starting to grow and going to need the help, taking that experience and being able to help someone that's near or far that they can work from home, and using project management can help them to do that. And all they need to know is the basics. So we offer a basic course on project management with the She Virtual Academy.
Okay.
And they can go in and take that course, and with the She Works Digital, we'll get them employed, you know, we'll put them in front of employers or train them so that they can be adequately trained to work in from any place and get a job. And so I would advise with the economic, with the stimulus check, if you really don't need that, consider investing into your career to be able to launch yourself into another career that would be viable and sustainable in this environment that we are in and where we're going.
Oh, that is such a is there a website people can go to or a telephone number for that one?
Yes, so they can go to SheVetAcademy.com or SheVoices.org, any one of those, or even SisterSoldier.com. That's the main one, SisterSoldier.com, and they can go from there to all of the other sites and the other offerings. But we have that project management training. And She Works Digital is available for them to upload their application, their resume, and get that training so that they can launch their next career. We have a very supportive project management team that guides. We make sure that the individual understands the process so that they are not left alone, because this is not a time where we need to be sinning for what's next. And project management goes all areas of career, so it can go to any area of career. People will be working virtually, and it's time to set ourselves up for that atmosphere.
Yes. And you know, because one of the things when you were talking that occurred to me is that, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs, and they ended up having to do things like Uber deliveries or Lyft deliveries, you know, for, you know, restaurants. But once the restaurants, the ones that, you know, survived this whole ordeal, come back online, people are going to actually go and sit inside the restaurant. So even those jobs may disappear. And if there's no other fallback place, they really have to start thinking about what type of career track they're going to be following after we recover from this COVID-19. So that's a really important point. Yeah.
And the offices, I mean, think about it. The businesses that were in office buildings, they will no longer be occupying those office buildings. We have Simon, the company of Simon. We have Google. We have Amazon. Most of them are taking their employees offline.
Right.
So they're no longer Google announced, and the Simon Corp, they announced that they're not going to be bringing, they're letting their employees work from home for the next, permanently, actually. It was for a year, but now they've switched to permanently. So if the larger companies are going where they're allowing their employees to work from home because there's so many benefits for them, there's less responsibility of owning or paying rent in a occupying a space.
Yes.
There's less responsibility for insurance. Their employees are working, having more productivity working from home because they're with their families now, and things have just shifted.
Right.
And so people will not, they're not going to be going back completely to
where
the old ways that we are familiar with.
Yeah. And Robert, you know, one thing I just thought about too is that, you know, with the tax situation, people are actually sometimes making less than they made before. So they may be shifting tax brackets, right? And I'm not sure what type of effect that will have, you know, for people who are, you know, filing their taxes.
Well, it's definitely going to limit the amount of exposure they have since they made less.
Okay.
We definitely want to look at how businesses are going to be affected as well, because those businesses may be able to qualify for a lot more funding in the future, but then making sure that they're staying abreast of what the liability is with that funding. Most people are basically going to get bigger refunds if you're falling below your normal tax bracket.
Okay, great. So we are running short on time, but why don't you give us a last comment, Robert, and then we're going to Sister Soldier, and we'll make sure that we follow up with you, because you sound like you know what you're talking about. And that's the McFadden. You want to give your website again as well?
Yes, my website is McFaddenAccounting.com, and that is McFaddenAccounting.com, and you can find me on social media at McFadden Accounting.
Right, and then 804-625-8061 as well.
Absolutely, and I am taking new clients as we speak.
Fantastic, and SheVetAcademy.com and SisterSoldier.com is the main station to get the information. So you will be looking at that as well. And thank you for all the work you're doing for people in the community, because we're in a really tough time frame right now. And we want to thank our partner, Sister She Serves, She Matters, She Voices, Coalition Sister Soldier, She Vet Inspire. And thank you again, Robert, for being on the show. And we will have to have you back, because tax season is every part of the year, right? I think it's every day of the year we have to think about taxes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you so much, Wanda, for your time and being on the show. But we're going to go on to the next show. We want to have the audience stay with us. We have an exciting next half hour. And America's Heroes Group moves on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheThatInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
Tabak Law is proud to sponsor and partner with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group. I'm attorney Monica Ireland Karras of Tabak Law. If you're a veteran and you have been wrongfully denied your VA benefits or you feel your condition was not properly evaluated by the VA, visit TabakAttorneys.com. At Tabak Law, we fight for those who fought for us. 414-375-1735.